Let us offer our consecration to the Lord.
Lord, we offer up to you this day, and we ask that we may glorify your name. We ask that we may seek to follow the example of Saint Joseph and to be those who are obedient to your call, humble before you, and serving you as you call us to serve you. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, today we are celebrating the solemnity of Joseph, husband of Mary. There are several solemnities, feasts, and memorials of St. Joseph during the year, and this is the one that falls in March. And some of you who have memorized the liturgical calendar can say, wait, this is the 20th. St. Joseph's solemnity is the 19th. Yes, but yesterday was Sunday. So the solemnity, not all days do this, but obviously in the case of St. Joseph, the day is moved to the following day. So we are celebrating St. Joseph Day today. If you know any of your former teachers were members of the Congregation of St. Joseph, this is their feast day. It's a very important day to them because St. Joseph is very important to them. And so today is, again, feast day, feast day for, even though it's a solemnity, the Congregation of St. Joseph. So all those of you who in school had St. Joseph nuns, this is their special day. So maybe for any who may be listening, we wish you all a special St. Joseph's Day. We have interesting readings today for St. Joseph, and I think maybe one of the most important ones is that we can see the powerful message of, how can I best put it, when Jesus is lost in the temple. Now, obviously, if we're going to have a reading that focuses on St. Joseph, St. Joseph will be in the reading. And there are actually two choices today. One is from Matthew, and that's the one where Mary explains to St. Joseph that she is with child, and she explains to him how this happened, that an angel had told her, and he's like, I'm not so sure that's true. And the angel comes and says to her, yes, all of this is true, and to please take her as your betrothed. Well, we also see another reading that's an option today, and this is Luke. And this is where Jesus is lost in the temple. Fascinating part of this. Now, you know the story behind Jesus being lost in the temple. What happens is they go up to Jerusalem, and now they're heading back. And as they are leaving Jerusalem, he is staying back in the temple. They don't know this. And so in doing so, they eventually realize after several days that Jesus is not with them. And so they realize they have to go back, but they're in a panic. Now, I know I'm talking to some parents here, and I know that the thought of not being able to know where your child is for even an hour must be just intensely anxiety producing. Well, now you just add many days, and think of it this way. Jesus is lost in Jerusalem. That's like being lost in Boston. Where is he? Well, he's somewhere in Boston. Well, where? Well, we don't know. Oh, well, you know, that would be devastating to parents. So you can imagine how Mary and Joseph are, and they have no idea where Jesus is. And I'm sure there was some of, I thought he was with you. No, I thought he was with you. Well, we thought, and all that happening in, you know, finding where in the caravan he was, and he's not in the caravan. And they're absolutely devastated. Now, why is Jesus back in the temple? He's 12 years old, and he ends up getting separated from Mary and Joseph, and in the process meets some great wise leaders, and he's talking to them about this great wisdom that has them absolutely dumbfounded. So he's talking to them about probably the scriptures, the Hebrew scriptures, the teaching of the Torah, which are the first five books of the Bible, and that's considered the law of God, the teaching of what the law is. And these are probably very scholarly rabbis who are in shock at what he's teaching because they realize how intense this wisdom is, and they don't know how this 12-year-old knows all this wisdom. In the meantime, Mary and Joseph are returning back to Jerusalem to seek where he might be found. And I'm sure the first place they did stop was the temple, only for the simple fact is that's where they were. So they're trying to figure out where Jesus is. They go back to the temple, and there they find him. And he says those powerful words to them about, well, of course he's there. Why would he not be in his father's house? Now, we see all of this come together, and we're realizing certain things. He understands that Joseph is his earthly father, and Joseph has a mission from God to be the father of Jesus from an earthly perspective. So he becomes his father. So he becomes the disciplinarian, he becomes the mentor, he becomes the teacher, he becomes all of this. But Jesus, as indicated in this part, recognizes that he is also in touch with his heavenly Father. And so maybe this is a part where Jesus, in his growing in maturity, remember it says he grew in age, in wisdom, in grace. So it's showing that he is growing in age, in wisdom, in grace, and understands that difference between Joseph being his earthly father and our respective Father in heaven being the Father of Jesus as well. We're going to talk more on the other side of the break. You're listening to St. Anthony Overnight from St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. We'll be right back. You can now leave a message for us, which we can air and discuss on this program. Just call 617-297-7452.
That's 617-297-7452.
617-297-7452. Feel free to call, leave a comment, a question, or even feedback, and we may play it on the air. I can discuss your comment or question as well, so give that a try.
617-297-7452. 617-297-7452.
And don't forget our own website, CatholicAudioMedia.com, where you can find that phone number, CatholicAudioMedia.com, where you can connect to our podcast platforms, you can connect to our Substack newsletter, and many other things over there, CatholicAudioMedia.com. So anyway, we're talking about this powerful day, which is the Solemnity of St. Joseph. And so this is one of the choices of readings. St. Joseph, imagine what he may have felt, you know, along with Mary, but maybe he felt, how could I have missed this? How could I have not known that our son was with us? And there may have been a lot of second guessing because, in fact, Joseph is human. He's a human father, and Jesus is human and divine, but he's not Jesus. He's a human father. And what Jesus, of course, says to Mary and Joseph is he basically says, well, where would you expect me to be? Because I am with my heavenly Father. It doesn't show a disrespect to his earthly father, but is showing that he is coming to understand who he truly is. So we look at all of this together, and we recognize this whole scenario is a very human scenario, except for maybe Jesus staying back with the wise men, but it's a very human scenario. And, you know, I obviously am not married. I obviously don't have any children. So therefore, I cannot even imagine the intense difficulty that this would present to someone who all of a sudden realized that their child not only wasn't with them, their child not only wasn't with them, but it would take several days to get back. The anxiety must have been intense. And what does Jesus say? Why are you worried? Where else would I be? Where else would you find me? Oh, okay. And you know, you can imagine that human reaction, especially in Joseph. Today, actually yesterday, is also a unique day here in the United States, kind of in California anyway. I never knew this until I was out in California, but there is a mission. You know that as you go up the coast, and you have St. Junipero Serra, and you go up the coast of California, and each a day's journey walking between the cities, you have these missions, and each of these missions are named after a Franciscan saint or a saint. So you had Saint, because Saint James wasn't Franciscan. So you have San Diego, which actually is Saint James, and you work your way Saint Louis Obispo. You've got all the way up to Saint Francis, San Francisco. Well, one of those missions is San Juan Capistrano, Saint John Capistrano. And there is a tradition, I don't know if you call it tradition because it's a natural thing, swallows for the spring return to San Juan Capistrano. It's this celebration when I was out there. Well, it's this reality. I don't know if it's a celebration. No one has a party for this. But when I was out there, the local TV stations used to cover this. Oh, look, the swallows are coming back to San Juan Capistrano. Now, I don't know how Catholic the swallows are and realize that it's now being celebrated on the 20th. But anyway, this is the day, and there's a famous song about it that has been sung by various artists from the Ink Spots in 1940 all the way up to artists in the 1970s, which would be Michael Hurley. Now, I got that information from Wikipedia, and so this is the day. Anyway, we're going to talk more tomorrow. Have yourself a blessed day. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online on the free apps or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out catholictv.com. If you would like to support our program, please consider a donation to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. There are several ways to consider this. One is to purchase any of our merchandise, which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. There are coffee mugs there. There's also my latest book, Encounter Christ in Your Humanity, all of which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can also donate to the show directly through either the Donate tab, also at CatholicAudioMedia.com, or by sending a donation to the U.S. Postal Service with your questions and comments at 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. That's St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. Finally, the best way you can support our parish is to attend Mass on Sundays at 10 o'clock and be a part of our parish. We thank you for any support you would like to give to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts, the sponsoring parish for this media outreach to Catholics and other Christians in the WROL, WEZE, and podcast listening audience. In Cristo vivimos.